Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Personal Finance Wednesday on the Noon Business Hour. Sometimes the toughest part of putting together an investment plan is simply getting started. Joining us on the ComEd Energy Efficiency Business Line, Craig Bolanos, founding partner and chief executive officer at Wealth Management Group at Inverness and Downers Grove. All right, Craig, if you have someone and they hear about the stock market, maybe they listen to this show, they're really interested in it, but they've never done it before, they're a little nervous. What is the first piece of advice that you would give someone like that?
Cisco, you're right. The first step is always the hardest, but I want everybody listening right now, if you want to get involved, if you want to experience the market, if you want to secure your future, taking that first step doesn't have to be overly complex. What I think everyone should do is, if you're working, look inside that 401k plan and embrace a simple mutual fund or an index fund. If you're an even younger investor, you don't have access to a workplace plan, find a way to open up a low-cost brokerage account and just start putting in $25, $50, $100 a month into that index fund or that mutual fund that gets you instant diversification. That's step number one.
Now, is that enough, you know, just to sort of dip your toe in the water, is that enough to maybe give people some confidence so that then they can move forward and do other things?
I think it's absolutely enough. It's intimidating to figure out how to start investing, just like it was intimidating for many people when we opened up our first bank account, we opened up our first credit card. It can be intimidating to start contributing to your Roth IRA, but all you've got to do is go online or work with a trusted advisor that can manage that process for you. And the biggest thing, again, I want to reiterate, now that we're at a point in time where there's not a barrier to invest. You don't have to have $10,000 to get started. You can get started with as little as $25 to $100. There's no reason everybody shouldn't be getting a piece of the market.
Any reason for new investors to at all be leery of stocks? Because I think that is maybe what scares some people.
You know, there's always going to be more risk and more reward when you narrow the focus to increase the impact, and that's exactly what buying an individual stock can be. But the tools that are out there, and I go back to my opening comments, is if everyone embraces a low-cost index fund that replicates the S&P 500. And then once they get that core created, they add in a good, no-load growth mutual fund. That's the foundational blocks that'll serve people well over a lifetime. And then once that spurs some additional interest, the more people that do their homework, the better off we all are. Once you have that core down, the index fund and the mutual fund, then you can pick an ETF or a stock that follows a specific theme or sector that you have interest in.
Thanks for all the advice, Craig Bolanos, founding partner, chief executive officer at Wealth Management Group in Inverness and Downers Grove.